1850-715-815.
Renee, hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Philip. How are you?
Buying a birthday card really shouldn't be a big deal at all, should it?
No,
but you found it harder than you'd think.
I am very into buying birthday cards, and I have to pick the verse to suit the person and all these sort of things.
Uh-huh.
It's very upsetting, and I wasn't the only one in a big store in Cavan Town, and we were looking, she was looking for a birthday card for her daughter, I was looking for one for my teenage granddaughter. And, oh, God, we couldn't find what you call a nice card. Everything was about drink or don't do this and don't do that. And then I happened to see this picture of a nice, pretty girl looking out towards me, and the rest of the card was obscured by the ones in front. And I said, oh, I said, I think I might have found something. And I pulled it up, and I couldn't believe what I saw. The girl was actually holding her friend's head down a toilet, obviously getting sick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What was the verse that went with this?
There was only, I was that dumbstruck, there was only one line. Now, I've tried to get it right, but I haven't. I don't know what it said. Something to the effect, hope you can be a friend like this, or
hope you have
find
a friend like this,
or something friend like this, something to that effect.
And what age was the teenage girl that you were looking for a card
for? She'd be 19, but what... when the manager did eventually come, now he was very cooperative, very nice, took the cards off the shelf straight away, but that's only one branch. And he said that he wouldn't have been aware of them, which I was shocked. I said, what, you don't veto what comes into the shop? He says, no, he says, they come in and they put them on the shelf. And I said, well, while we were waiting for you, I said, this other lady waited with me.
Uh-huh.
Because she was of the same opinion. And we said, drink, 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 drink. Every card was. Now, in our day, as you can imagine, the grannies were past it, the cards like that would have been funny. But now it's not funny anymore, Philip, because it's sad with the culture that's going on now.
Yeah. And you're that little bit older as well, and your perspective on it has changed, and you've seen the damage that it has done.
Exactly,
to some.
And I was listening to you advertising some lady was going to be on today about some teenagers going on holidays, and that's what stirred me to ring you.
Yeah.
And I sort of thought to myself that it's being pushed into their face, you know. Pardon the pun.
I know what I mean. It's almost like it's expected of you to go out on your birthday and to end up with your friend holding your hair so that it doesn't go into
but
the toilet.
What I found it sad was that I didn't buy a card in the shop, and I told him that I wouldn't, and neither did the other lady. And I didn't put her, I didn't know the woman from Adam, and I wouldn't know her again. And
And in fairness to him, in response to customer demand, did he take those cards down off
yes,
the shelves?
Yes, oh yes, he did. He took them off the shelf, yeah. But as I said, that's only one branch. I don't know if they're still available. And but what I thought was that the fact that this was a pretty girl, and it was an actual photograph, you know, it wasn't a cartoon type thing.
Mm-hmm.
These girls actually posed for this photograph, and the girl that was looking towards the camera was a pretty girl. And
could you see her getting sick in the picture, or was it just suggested?
Oh, God, when it was up, sure, her head was down the toilet.
Right.
And the other girl was holding her head down the toilet.
Or holding her hair back for her, I hope.
Whatever, yeah. But I just was so disgusted when I saw it. I sort of thought, well, now... we've surely gone down the toilet now.
And was it not possible to get any other kind of card, Renee, that didn't have a drink or binge drinking message
really,
to it?
Not really, unless you went down as that other woman had. She had brought a card up to me that she was tempted to buy for her daughter. I hadn't been down that end yet, where there were bigger, fancier cards. If you wanted to pay 5-6 euro for a card, you'd get the pretty one.
All right, Renee, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're very good for calling us.
Anyway, it's not funny, even though I'm laughing.
No, 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 but you do have to smile. Look, you had a drink too in your day, I'd say.
Listen, I did, but the difference with... I was just thinking, the difference with us was we went in and we bought the one alcoholic drink and we'd have the Cokes in our bag. Whereas now they're going in and they're bringing the alcohol in the bags.
I know.
Totally, but
Well, I think the other big difference is, isn't it, that back in your day when you started drinking, that getting sick, drinking too much was something to be embarrassed about. It was something.
Oh, you'd be mortified, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now you're
not something to aspire
about.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Reenie, thank you very much for your call.